Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the 50 Shades of K podcast with host Elizabeth K, a podcast designed to empower, enlighten, and entertain with perspectives that most women are thinking, but not always saying. This is 50 Shades of K.
A new season means it's time for a new wardrobe. We're talking fall fashion. One of my favorite guests and good friend is back, Jordan DeChambre, local lifestyle blogger and stylist. Thank you for being back on the podcast.
Thanks so much for having me. It's always a blast.
And you brought your BFF. Do you want to give him an introduction?
I did. I'm so excited to have Tony here with me today. Tony Davenport was the very first stylist at M Magazine back in the day when I was the fashion editor, and he pretty much taught me everything I know about fashion, although I don't think he often wants to take credit for what
really?
I do.
So Tony, you are the mentor. Welcome to the podcast.
I don't know how to respond to that, but thank you.
Tony, that's quite the introduction.
That is. I'm quite proud. I mean, she looks amazing every day.
So. She does look amazing every day. So let's talk about this fall fashion.
Yes.
I just read your blog and you were talking about 80s fashion,
yes,
which I love the 80s, born in the 80s, but I do love some of the nice blazers and the shoulder pads and everything.
Of
but what is coming back?
You know, what's so fun about whenever fashions come back from a specific decade is they always come back in a really unique, modern way. So when you think about like the huge 80s suits, like I'm thinking like, you know, the Betsy Johnson, you know, like shoulder pads and things like that, that isn't necessarily what we're seeing right now. Instead, we'll see something that's more like a strong shoulder instead of something that's very puffy and you could like bounce off of.
So what do you mean when you say strong shoulders?
Because
this is obviously a visual thing here because we're talking to people through their ears.
So very structured shapes. Think about shoulder interest. So there might be a little applique or a little something special on a shoulder to define it a little bit more. So things that just make it a little bit more special, but not necessarily huge.
Now, does it have to be uniform when you talk about that? I just picture someone thinking, okay, appliques on both shoulders.
Right.
Is that what we're going for?
Absolutely not.
Tony's laughing.
Oh, I wish.
Do you remember though when it was like that? Do you remember?
Yes.
I remember my mom having a Christmas sweater that was like all done up on the shoulders, both of them. But that's not the case here.
Right, right. I mean, you might see like a few fun little pearls or something on one side, or a fun little zipper, things of that nature. So it isn't like, you know, full on Sergeant Pepper or anything like that. It's definitely more subtle this season. And I think the other thing that's really big from the 80s that we're seeing, anything animal print, that's really huge right now. And that's something that's so easy to integrate.
Thank you
into
for
your
saying
wardrobe.
That, 'cause I just bought my first pair of leopard print shoes.
Yay!
I have never had a pair, but I've seen them popping up. And I love that you say that because when I bought them, I thought, okay, am I going in with fashion or out with fashion by doing that?
You are stepping into it.
I'm wearing a leopard print belt right now.
Yes, you are.
I am.
And I noticed your camo backpack, which I'm a sucker for camo. I don't know if it's because my husband's a hunter and the whole, but I think good camo, there's some bad camo we've seen out there. But some of those patterns too, also, Jordan?
Absolutely. I think especially for men's fashion, don't you think, Tony?
I was always very resistant to camo, and now I'm in love with it. It's a neutral.
It is
works
a neutral. Thank you. It's so versatile. You can dress it up. You can dress it down. I mean, you can wear it to so many different events. I just think camo is so fun to play with.
I agree. And I love that you bring up that it's, you know, really kind of a neutral, because I don't think people understand that you can use very kind of traditional and fun patterns as neutrals in your wardrobe. An animal print is another example of that.
Really?
Right?
So yeah, like what would we do with some of this leopard? Like talk to us about that.
Yeah. So, you know, leopard is really, really fun right now if you want to make a true statement and kind of do a head to toe look with it. I think that's, you know, if you are really a fashion risk taker, that's what we're seeing a lot right now when we look at Paris Fashion Week and London Fashion Week, how people are kind of translating that trend. But I also think that it's really great when you pair it with certain colors, like red is an awesome color to pair, you know, with a lot of different animal prints. It's always great with black. And then these wonderful kind of rich taupe and camel type hues. I think it looks fantastic.
Now, what are we seeing for accessories? Because I was just with you at the Corners in Brookfield.
Yeah.
Kendra Scott launched their charm collection.
They did.
And I know you're wearing some of it now. I love your necklace.
Thank you.
Is that what we're seeing? Some chunkier accessories?
Honestly, this season, it's kind of anything goes. We're seeing a lot of layering with accessories, but we're also seeing kind of single chunky statement pieces as well. But I think one of the things that Kendra Scott did really well this year is they really hit it on the head with this personalization trend. Nobody wants to look exactly like the person next to them.
And the jewelry is so fun. I absolutely love it.
But I love the idea of being able to create a piece of jewelry that is 100% uniquely you. Nobody else has it. You know, so I think that that's something that we're really seeing moving forward in fashion. It's this personalization. How do I make it me, but still stay on trend? So I think it's really an interesting way to look at fashion.
Can we touch on scarves?
Yeah.
The weather shifting, and this is when the scarves start to come out.
I love like a huge scarf.
The
like
blanket scarf?
Right? Like I am like an Olsen twin. I'm just wrapping myself as many times as I can. Like,
I
you
love
can't
how
even
she says
see
she's
my
an
head
Olsen
anymore.
Twin.
Right?
I also think scarves are the perfect way for someone who's not a huge risk taker. That's where you can throw in the crazy pattern or the animal print or something, a huge check that you would never normally do with your basics.
Tony, that's a great point.
Absolutely.
And especially for people that like to have just, you know, a solid color closet maybe because they want to mix and match, but don't want to spend a lot of money on certain aspects. A scarf is a great way to be on trend and not break the bank.
Right. That's me. The one area where I will take risk is with an accessory or a shoe or a scarf.
Hence
but the rest is gray,
backpack
navy,
and
black.
Belt.
Right, exactly.
What you have going on right now.
Exactly. And it's interesting because one of the things that Tony has really taught me throughout the years is, you know, we talk about that capsule collection that your closet should be. That's really something that Tony always like drilled into my head from day one. And that's why I think it's important to make investments in the things that are within your capsule collection, the true things, the things you're wearing like on a daily basis in your closet, but then have fun and don't be afraid to do some really cool, fun things with accessories and get a little wild because you're not making a big investment in it.
Well, that was some of the best advice that Jordan's brought to the podcast because since then, any little like fun handbag or like in the summer, you go to concerts, you have your little over the shoulder bag.
Right.
I've taken way more risk with that than I have with the rest of my wardrobe with patterns and colors.
Yeah.
And you know what? It was $15 at Express. And now it's been donated and it's gone.
Right.
Which is so fun because I didn't break the bank.
Yes.
But let's talk about some of those pieces when it comes to a capsule closet. I feel like we can't talk about that enough because so many women get frustrated with their closets and they say they have nothing to wear but a room full of clothes and you specialize in this.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, here's the thing. I think that there are certain things that work into a wardrobe that are timeless. And those are the things that you really need to focus on. For instance, this morning, I went online and I ordered a very expensive Wolford bodysuit that's a black turtleneck, but it's beautiful and it will wear forever, right? Like, I mean, and not something that I would normally spend $200 on. A turtleneck, absolutely not. But knowing that I'm going to be able to wear it for 5+ years, literally until I wear it out, that is a piece that you want, right? So you want to definitely look at having like a great jacket as we're heading into the fall and winter. So looking at these kind of classic camel coats, that's something I would make an investment in right now. I think black coats are also beautiful, but I don't know. Don't you think, Tony, it's more moving into those like camel brown?
Absolutely. Camel and the neutrals, the earth tones.
Really?
Yeah. I think where people get overwhelmed, I think everyone can look at their wardrobe. There's probably 10 items that we rotate constantly per season. And then there's 100 items that we look at and think, I'm going to wear that to this, or maybe I'll wear that to this. And we never touch them. Or we pull them out just so we wear them by the time the season ends.
Yeah.
So if you can really focus in on those key pieces and then just have those fun accessories, you've got a season down.
There you go.
It's so true. It's so true. And many of those pieces that you're making those investments in, you might buy specifically for fall and winter, but maybe you can make them work in spring and summer and vice versa for spring and summer by doing some fun layering and mixing it up a little bit. I know for me, I put a lot more away after fall and winter as I head into spring and summer than I do the opposite. I just did my big closet clean out yesterday and there was very few pieces from summer that I actually packed away because it's so easy now to take like a, you know, silky little slip dress and layer a bodysuit turtleneck underneath and
right.
then put a leather jacket over it or whatever it may be. Like, so I really think it's important for people to understand when you're building a wardrobe, it's okay to put a bit of an investment into both your spring and summer and your fall and winter pieces, because the crossover, especially when you live in Wisconsin and the weather can be 80 one day and 40 the next.
Like this week.
Right.
Exactly. I mean, the week that we're recording this is exactly what happened this week.
Yes.
Yeah. No, you're right. And we are that kind of a place where it's all over the, it's all over what our weather is.
Exactly.
Now, what about shoes?
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay. So do you remember, I mean, I'm sure you will because you have great memory. Last fall we did this and I was all about the white boots.
Yes.
The white boots have not gone away. The white boots, I am telling you.
I think she wore them here, Tony, when we were recording.
Just to prove it, right? And they have not gone away. I mean, and even looking at the runway collections that have come out recently in New York
and fall
in London,
too, nonetheless.
Yes.
White boots in fall.
White accessories are huge right now.
And can we please tell people it's okay to wear white after Labor Day?
It is 100%.
My God, I can't believe that's even a thing that people still say.
The aristocracy created that trend. We're beyond that.
We're way beyond that. So, I just feel like white, a good pair of white jeans too, just looks so great, especially when it's paired with like a nice fuzzy sweater. I just think it's so soft.
Right. Yeah. Consider the fabric, not the color.
Yes. Tony, the soundbite of the podcast.
Yes.
Oh. Yes. That's
winner.
That's the winner. And Tony originally wasn't even going to be on the podcast.
Right.
He's like, I'm
so
just here. Jordan and him are headed to another event down in Lake Geneva. And he's like, I don't know. Maybe I'll be on. That is the clip.
But you're welcome.
Well, thank you.
And it's so true because you wouldn't wear a pair of white linen pants right now, but you can absolutely wear a pair of white denim jeans.
Yes.
Right.
Totally.
Yeah.
Now shoes.
Yeah.
You also talked about protecting your shoes.
Yes, so important.
I cannot believe so many people, especially in a state like Wisconsin, where we get slush and rain, and I mean, everything happens here. Everything, I guess, not hurricanes, but it all pretty much happens
almost
here besides
everything.
That. Protecting your shoes. And like you said, protecting your investment, because then if you had your white boots from last year, they'll still look good this year.
Exactly. I mean, I have my little, you know, shoe maintenance kit where I'm polishing it up. I'm using those protectants. You know, if anything suede, my God, I mean, I'm like obsessive about it. But I also really think it's important to have a good, for lack of a better term, cobbler or shoe repair place that you go to. You know, I have two that I go between in Milwaukee. One just outside of Bayview and one in Shorewood. And every season I bring my shoes in. If the soles are getting rough, but the shoes still look beautiful, I have them resold. You know, I wear a lot of stilettos. Those heels do not last long on the streets of Milwaukee, especially when you walk everywhere like I do. So I bring in those shoes and I have those heels replaced, because even if I'll bring in a pair of shoes that I spent $50 on to have a heel replaced if they still look beautiful.
Yeah. Why get a new pair?
Yeah.
And at that point you broke them in a little bit. So they're probably even more comfortable.
They're even more comfortable. Exactly.
And you mentioned suede, leather, yay or nay. Is that all?
Both. All of it. Always.
All fair game.
Yep.
Patterns on shoes.
Patterns on shoes are great. I think where last year we saw a lot more kind of vibrant patterns, this year we're seeing more kind of like dark on dark patterns. So you have to kind of look to see it, but the florals are still there. The patterns are still there. They're just not quite as in your face. That being said, I do think that doing anything, animal print is huge, doing white, doing colors, red boots right now are huge. Patent leather is also a really great option.
Is that what you're wearing right now?
It is.
Patent leather. I noticed right when she walked in, head to toe.
Good
this woman
job.
Always looks good. And Jordan is so approachable. I have people that ask me a lot about you. They're like, what's Jordan like? She seems so great. She is great. And I want to tell people not to be intimidated to reach out to you, especially with these styling workshops that you do. My sister and I went to one this past summer and it was so enlightening. You bring a couple pieces. She tells you how you can work those pieces into your wardrobe. Yeah. Any question is a fair question.
Absolutely.
And your closet consultations, where you will go to people's homes and basically go through your clothes. But you're someone, like I said, you are someone that loves high fashion, but you also understand that people have to live their lives too.
Of course. Yeah.
And that's where you bring such a nice approach to fashion. And you're easy
to talk to.
So reach out to Jordan, jordandeschambrestyle.com. What else are you working on? What are we going to see you doing here in the future?
Yeah, well, I've been doing a lot of fun things with Kendra Scott just like you, things with the Corners of Brookfield.
Which, get out to the Corners if you haven't.
So amazing.
That area is great, and it's growing by the month.
It is. It's constantly, constantly growing. And then I'm kind of tapping back into my events career again, too, and working on some things with the Iron Horse Hotel. You and I met up at a party there a couple weeks ago.
The birthday party.
The birthday party. So, yeah, that's kind of what's happening in my world right now. But, you know, always trying to stay on top of what's happening in fashion and really break it down for people and having them understand that it can be intimidating, but it doesn't have to be.
Like you said, when you are in clothes that fit you and you feel well, you're going to look better, you're going to feel better, and it's going to be amazing how your whole outlook on the day changes.
Right. It's true. And it's amazing, and it's important for men, too. I think men kind of get forgotten in men's fashion.
Should we quickly talk about men's fashion?
I think we
quickly
should.
I mean, women do listen to the podcast, but I know some men listen out every now and then. Let's quickly talk about men's fashion for fall. What are we seeing for the guys? Tony, do you want to touch on that?
Well, one thing I can tell you is men's fashion is the largest growing segment right now. So surprisingly, the sales are there. I don't think we've seen quite the push in Milwaukee yet toward men's fashion.
I would agree with that.
But nationally, It's definitely a huge, huge segment that's growing. I would say in the next 5 years, it's almost going to seem equal across the board. The runway shows are going to seem equivalent. They're starting to combine men's and women's fashion shows because they're both becoming that much equally as important.
Which is really telling. Now, what are we seeing when it comes to styles for men for fall?
I want to say it's a little more 90s than 80s is what I've noticed with men's fashion.
Ooh.
The sneaker is huge with everything. And
my husband just invested in all of these. They're like sneakers for work.
Sure.
Yes. Is that what I don't know what you call that. I mean, they look great, but like he's wearing those with like business pants.
Yeah, it's like dressy sneakers.
Yes.
Men are wearing them with suits.
Oh, he's loving it. Absolutely. I mean, not that he didn't love his nice, you know, business shoes too that he wore with his suits, but he's loving the fact that now it's like tennis shoes are appropriate for the office. But
right.
Yeah, those are huge right now.
And for women too.
Which
right.
is
There's
great.
No longer that strict business uniform that was so ridiculous to begin with. Now people are actually comfortable and they're wearing the clothes that reflect themselves as opposed to just a strict code that made sense to nobody. Suits are coming back in a much more interesting way, though. So it's a jogger pant, a wool jogger pant with a sport coat and a tie with a sneaker. So there's a lot more risk taking in men's fashion.
The my boyfriend still, will be so happy.
Yeah. Well, the colors are still staying neutral. I can't say there's any huge pop of color, you know, other than a line like Versace, but we're still staying in the camels and the grays and the blacks and the blues.
Jordan, do you also do closet consultations for men too?
I have, and usually when I do them, Tony comes with me. So that's,
there you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, you get the double team when we do the men's fashion. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being here. I know we'll have you back come winter time. We talk
of
about
course.
Winter fashion, and then we come into the Oscar season after that. I mean, it just flies by.
It does.
It's unbelievable.
Crazy.
But again, reach out to Jordan at jordandechambrestyle.com. Read her blog. Follow her on Instagram. You're going to get great ideas. And if you're in the Milwaukee area listening, Jordan's very plugged into what's happening in Milwaukee, too. So that's always great. I find before I go out, I always check Jordan's page. I'm like, what was she last wearing? Okay. That's what I want to emulate
that's
is that.
Hilarious.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm glad you guys are here today. Thanks.
Yes.
Thank you.
This has been the 50 Shades of K podcast with host Elizabeth K. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend. Make sure to subscribe on iTunes and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.